Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, present
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg Sugar Pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. The cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Jaws of the Law. Moms love Pops, kids love Pops, Pops love Pops, Wild Bill loves Pops, and Jingles loves Pops. I'll bet a pretty penny that every wrangler on both sides of the Rio Grande love Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Love them for breakfast with milk or cream. Love them by the handful for between-meal tasty snacks. Love them because the sweetening's already on them, no sugar to add. Put your brand on a box or three or four of Kellogg's Sugar Pops and do it right soon. There were quick fortunes to be made in the rapid growth of the Old West, and there were men who made these fortunes, some honestly, some dishonestly. The honest ones kept their fortunes and used them to build a fabulous section of our nation. The dishonest ones, preying on the weak and helpless, tried one vicious scheme too many and ran into men like United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles to find themselves caught in the vice-like grip of the jaws of the law.
Buffalo Bend. Most of them shooting irons will step right on in. First treat's on Jubilee Jenks. Yeah. All right, then, step right in. This place is wide open. Best pound in the cattle belt.
Yeah. Hold it right there, gents.
You heard him, gents. Bill said hold it.
What are you trying to do, Hickok? These boys just got in off a cattle drive. They want to celebrate.
I'm not here to stop your celebrating, men. We happen to have a law in this town that says you leave your guns at the door when you come in.
Texas cowpoke without a gun? That's like a longhorn steer without his horns. Leave him alone, Hickok.
Looks to me like you're horning in where you ain't been asked, Jubilee Jink.
Never mind, Jingles. Gents, we get a lot of trail herd boys here in Buffalo Bend. When they check their guns, we don't have to plant any of them on Boot Hill.
Well, now, that's what I call a fair way of looking at it. Right into the hotel, gents. They'll hold your guns and have them ready for you when you're right out of town.
Thank you, men. Good luck and behave yourselves.
Hickok, if you keep on with your meddling, you're going to drive them cattlemen away from Buffalo Bend.
That worries you, Jubilee?
Yeah, you wouldn't have no more chance to fleece them out of the last red cent of their trail pay, would you?
I'm warning you, Hickok.
I hear you, Jenks.
Howdy, gentlemen. I'm looking for a Mr. Jubilee Jenks.
I'm Jubilee Jenks, stranger. State your business.
My name's Ben Tompkins. I represent the railroad.
The railroad?
Yes. Well, now, howdy. Howdy to you, Mr. Tompkins. My name's Jingles, and I'd like you to meet my partner, Wild Bill Hickok.
Jingles, he wasn't talking to us.
Well, I was just being sociable, Bill.
Wild Bill Hickok. Well, now, this is a stroke of luck, Marshal. I've been told to expect some trouble transacting my business here. And I'd like to know that you were on my side.
I'd be glad to help.
What is this business you're talking about, Tompkins?
Well, I came out to buy land for the railroad.
What land? Where?
Out beyond Buffalo Bend. We're planning to start our new track.
That land ain't for sale, none of it.
We'll pay a good price. I understand you own a great part of it.
You understand rightly, mister, and I'm going to continue to own it.
But the railroad is very...
The railroad's gone as far as it's going. Buffalo Bend's end of the line.
Jubilee, you're getting as touchy as a porcupine in a pack of hounds.
Hold it, partner.
You heard me. There ain't gonna be no new railhead. You need my land and old Tad Thorson's, and he ain't selling either.
Don't be too sure about that. He said he might. I'm to see him again tomorrow.
He ain't selling, I tell you. Nobody's selling. I'll see to that.
Better simmer down, Jubilee.
You keep out of this, Hickok. Now get out of town, all of you. Get out of turn, I said.
Bill, he's drawn.
I'll take that gun, Jubilee.
Your dad burned right. You'll take it right in the... Bill!
Say, Wranglers, remember how the Indian chiefs used to pass the peace pipe around the council fires? Well, by jingo, they got something better now. Yes, sirree. Instead of the peace pipe, nowadays they pass a big heaping bowl full of Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Heap big bowl, make them heap happy. That's right, Wranglers. Everybody loves Kellogg's sugar corn pops, and so will you. Just one heap big bowl full with milk or cream, or a heap big handful for a snack, and there'll be heap big happiness in your wigwam. Try Kellogg's sugar pops. You don't need sugar because the sweetening's already on them. Ask Mom to get several boxes of Kellogg's sugar corn pops today. Now, how's about all of us getting together and singing our little sugar corn pop song?
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now, sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are pops.
Now back to Wild Bill and Jingles and the rest of our story.
In a fit of temper, Jubilee Jenks drew his gun and opened fire on Wild Bill Hickok. But Bill's draw was faster, and his hip shot sent Jenks' gun flying from his hand.
Woo-wee! Bill, that was a close one.
You just dug your grave, Hickok.
All right, boys, come after me. Come shoot!
Bill! Bill, here comes Jubilee's pack of gun slicks. We're in for it now.
Mr. Tompkins, you better hunt cover. It may get a little uncomfortable around here.
Bill, they're all around us.
Blast them, I said. Shoot, you jughead!
All right. Hey, now, wait a minute. That's my hand you're shooting up.
Watch the door to Jubilee's place, Jingles.
There's one.
Get out, Jingles.
How do you like it, Hickok?
We'll live to set you straight, Jenks.
Well, those two don't want no more, Bill. You scared them out.
Come on, you yellow-back coyotes. Shoot to kill. Hickok's right out in the middle of the road.
Seems your boys suddenly got late for going home to supper, Jubilee.
Yes, you're right, Party.
Come back here, you low-down, spineless lizards.
Party's over, Jenks, and you lost. Now, maybe you'd like to continue your business with Mr. Tompkins.
I ain't got no business with Tompkins or his railroad. And neither is nobody else in this valley west of Buffalo Bend.
You're forgetting about Tad Thorson, ain't you?
No, I ain't forgetting about Thorson. And I ain't forgetting about you neither, Hickok. Cross and Jubilee Jenks ain't healthy. And you're darn well gonna find it out.
Hickok and Jingles ain't left the marshal's office yet tonight, Jubilee.
I can see him. I ain't blind.
Yeah? Then what do you want me to do, boss?
Well, they walk out of that office. Won't be long before they'll be heading home to get some sleep.
Getting a little sleepy myself. Hey!
You go to sleep and bungle this noogie and I'll fix you.
I ain't going to sleep, boss. You got no call to go slapping me around.
Listen to me. I got the boys staked out all over the street.
Yeah?
They'll be waiting for your signal or two quick shots.
Yeah?
And they'll blast away at them two tin horn heroes, Hickok and Jingles, until there ain't nothing left.
Sure, sure. With all of us, we can't miss.
You better not. And when you see them fall, hightail it. Let somebody else find them dead, and nobody will know who did it.
Yeah, hightail it. Got you, Jubilee. Where you going?
I got some business out of town tonight, Nogi, with a mule-headed gent by the name of Tad Thorson.
Honey, maybe this is our big chance to get out before Jubilee Jenks forces us out.
Oh, we work a long time for this landlord. I don't like to leave it.
But the railroad offers a good price. Maybe we should take it when that nice Mr. Tompkins comes back tomorrow morning.
Is that what you want to do, Nora?
Well, I think so, Tad. I think so. That Jubilee Jenks, he scares me. Sometimes I think he might kill you to get this land of ours. Now, who is that at this time of night?
I didn't hear anybody ride up. I'll see who it is.
Tad, your gun. You'd better have it.
Don't be such a scaredy cat, Nora.
Well, it took you long enough to open up.
Jubilee. Come in. Well, what makes you come to see us this time of night? It's a long ride from town.
You know why I'm here, Thorson. Evening, Nora.
Evening, Jubilee. I'll fetch some coffee.
No need for that. I'm not going to be here that long.
I'll fetch the coffee.
Now, you better sit and have some coffee, Jubilee. You look right nervous.
I didn't come here to mule around over a cup of coffee, Thorson. You know it.
Then what did you come for?
You ain't going to sell your land to that railroad fella, Tompkins.
I'm not.
No, you're not. If you're ready to sell your land, I'm still willing to buy it.
Mr. Tompkins offers to pay me almost twice as much as you do, Jubilee.
You ain't holding me up for more money. I'll buy it at my price.
No, I will sell it to the railroad.
Oh, you won't, Tad Thorson. I'll kill you first.
Tad's not wearing a gun, Jubilee. If you shoot my Tad when he's not wearing a gun, I'll drill you right through the heart.
She's got a rifle.
Don't look much like a pot of coffee, does it, Jubilee? Now you'd better go.
You ain't got me licked yet, Thorson. I got one more way to put a stop to you and Tompkins.
Just keep backing out that door, Jubilee.
Yeah. Keep backing out the door. Where you can't see...
Dad! I shot you! Jubilee! You shot my dad! You can't get away! You can't get away!
Oh, Dad, honey, I missed him.
Oh, that's all right, Nora. Don't you worry now.
Where did he hit you?
In the leg. That's all right now, Nora. You were a brave girl. You saved my life.
Oh, that man. I knew he meant us harm. Here, let me help you up on the cot.
You are always right, my Nora. Now, we will sell to the railroad like you want.
We will not. Jubilee Jenks can't force us to do anything. We'll stay right here and watch him rot.
Now, my Nora, you are not making sense. And you are taking a temper out on my leg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. The bullet, I think, went right on through.
Yeah, it's not here. Oh, there it is. There. Oh, it put a dent in my brand new Franklin stove. Wait till I get my hands on that Jubilee Jenks.
Nora. Time will give Jubilee all that is coming to him. You just wait and see.
Seem mighty quiet. Why don't we close up the office and hit for home in the hay, huh?
That's not a very sociable way to talk in front of Mr. Tompkins, partner.
Oh, well, begging your partner, Mr. Tompkins. I sometimes lose my manners when I get sleepy. Didn't mean nothing by it, though.
Oh, think nothing of it, Jingles. If I wasn't bothered about this deal with Jenks, I'd be sleeping right now.
Looks like Jenks is going to be right stubborn about selling his land.
Yes, particularly to the railroad. I'm not sure I know why.
Oh, now that's easy to figure out, ain't it, Bill?
Well, it could be for one or two reasons, I guess. What were you thinking it was, Jingles?
Huh? Oh, well, now the way I got it pegged is, there's only one way to figure it. He's planning to use that land for... Bill, that Jubilee Jinx is just plain ornery. That's the answer. Didn't think I knew it, did you?
For a minute, I wasn't sure, partner, but you may be right.
Well, there's nothing much I can do tonight. Tomorrow, I'll ride out to see what Tad Thorson says about his acreage. Then I'll tackle Jenks again. Good night, gents.
Night.
Night, Mr. Tompkins. Can you find your way to the hotel?
I think I can make it across the street on a moonlight night like this, all right. See you in the morning.
Well, partner, guess it's time for us to go, too.
Yeah. But, Bill, first... Tell me, what's eating Jubilee Jinx to make him act this way?
It's real simple, the way I got it figured, Jingles.
It is, huh?
If I'm right. Mm-hmm. Think you can stay awake long enough for me to explain it to you?
Oh, sure. I ain't sleepy at all.
Well, first, all the cattlemen from Texas drive their herds to a railhead town like this one.
Yeah, like those boys we saw ride in tonight, huh?
That's right. And that means the town makes a lot of money off of them. Men like Jubilee Jenks, mainly, with his gambling palace and cafe and dance hall.
Uh-huh.
So, if the railroad builds on west, there'll be another railhead, and this town of Buffalo Bend will die out. And Jinx will lose a lot of money. That's why he... Jingles. Jingles. Fire, Jingles, fire!
Grab a bucket, get it! Help! Fire!
Hold it, partner, hold it.
Oh, Bill, you were just hoorahing me.
Well, you went to sleep. Oh. Reckon it's time we went to our room and bedded down so you can get serious about that snoring.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, now, that's funny.
Oh, what, Bill?
Street seems mighty quiet tonight.
Yeah, all the better for sleeping. Hope it stays that way. Come on, let's get on over to our room.
All right, partner, but I have a funny feeling.
Well, what's the shoot?
Grab this, Jingles!
Ambush, Bill. There's fake out all around us.
Shoot them, you jugheads! Blast kick off and Jingles for kingdom come.
Bill, you ain't got a chance.
Hold on flat, partner. Quick, fall flat.
Yeah, but when I fall down, I ain't really so flat, you know.
Hey, cowpokes, every time I see a cowboy toting two guns for double action, makes me think of how Kellogg's Sugar Pops give you a real downright double-barrel-eating pleasure. Look at it this way. On one hand, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are good to eat for breakfast with milk or cream on them, right? Right. And on the other hand, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are just as good to eat as a snack, straight out of the box just the way they come from the store. Out of the box or out of a bowl with no sugar to add, because the sweetening's already on those golden corn nuggets. Next time you take your supply wagon to the store with Mom, load up with Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. They're delicious.
Yippee! Sugar Pops!
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Yes, sirree, men. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Tops to eat, and as a treat, can't be beat. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. For moms, for kids, for pops.
As Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles stepped out of their office into the moonlight, Bill felt something was strange. A second later, the thunder of guns came at them from all sides as Jenks' men opened fire. Bill and Jingles fell flat on the ground, and a final volley ripped the street.
Bill!
Quiet, partner. Play dead or you're likely to be.
I am already, Bill.
Don't move till I tell you to. All right, partner, let's go. Steady, Buckshot, steady. Into the saddle, Jingles.
Oh, we're riding tonight, Bill?
We sure are, partner. I should have thought to do this sooner. Let's go, Buckshot.
Hi, hi! After him, Joker! Ha, ha, ha!
Bill, what makes you think Jubilee's come after Tad Thorson?
He said that he was going to see that Thorson didn't sell his land.
Yeah, but that don't mean he'd do him harm.
Won't hurt to check up. Hold up, partner. I hear a horse. Who, Buckshot?
Oh, Joker. Well, I don't hear anything. Oh, doggone it, Wild Bill Hickok. You always hear things a half hour before I do.
You hear it now, don't you?
Sure. See it, too. Hey, Bill. It's a woman. I can make out the bonnet in the moonlight.
Yeah, and she's riding like Satan was chasing her.
Get out!
It's Nora Thorson.
Yeah, she's got a gun.
Hold up, Mrs. Thorson. It's Bill Hickok, ma'am.
Jingle! Borrow horse! Oh! What'd you let into town for, ma'am?
Wild Bill. I was coming to find you.
What's the matter, ma'am?
Is it your husband?
Yeah. Jubilee Jenks come out and shot him.
Oh, now that's too bad.
Just in the leg, thank goodness.
Oh, now that's real good. Better anyway, ain't it?
Jubilee Jenks did it. You sure?
Right in the living room. I ran him off with my rifle. Guess I ought to be sure. Now I got an idea. He's going for Mr. Tompkins, the railroad man.
Well, then we're heading in the wrong direction, Bill.
Right, partner. You better head on back home and take care of Tad, Mrs. Thorson.
Right.
And thanks for riding in to tell us.
Tell Tad we'll be out to see him after we catch this Jasper Jinx and lock him up.
I sure will. Good night.
Up and go, Buckshot. Hi, boy. Hi.
Well, we're on a merry-go-round tonight, joker. Oh, I don't hear no racket up here, Bill, and Tompkins' room is just across the hall from the head of these stairs.
That could be good or bad, Jingles, but we'll soon know.
Put that gun down, Jenks.
Bill.
I'm putting it down when I finish you and your railroad dealings, Tompkins.
He's in there, partner. Let's break down the door.
Sure, Bill. I'll just walk through it like this.
Hey.
See, Bill, there's Jubilee.
Hickok, I thought you...
You thought I was dead. Your boys missed, Jenks.
Yeah, we played dead. Ain't you surprised?
Well, I ain't gonna miss this time.
Bill!
Now you're through, Jenks.
You got here just in time, Bill.
Yeah, we often do.
And you might as well make a deal with Jenks here and now. His land's not going to do him much good where he's going.
No, he don't need much room in jail. Come on, Jenks. You can sign up the papers in your cell. Well, Bill, now that Tompkins made his deals for the Jenks and Thorson lands, reckon we'll be moving on to the new railhead before too long, huh?
Yeah, partner, the West keeps spreading out, and we have to spread with it, I guess. Hey, here comes the boys we saw right in last night.
Yeah. Howdy, boys!
Howdy.
Did you get your guns back all right?
Sure did, Jingle.
Well, glad to see you're all there. Nobody got hurt.
All right, hit the saddle, you want it?
Texas
and
Florida.
Well, did you have a good time, man?
Sure did, Marshal Hickok. Buffalo Bend is a right nice town. Kind of quiet, though. Nothing very much happens around here. Well, so long, gents. Come on, boys, let's ride.
Well, there you are, Jingles. Buffalo Bend is a nice, quiet town. Nothing much ever happens around here.
Yeah. Since those Jaspers rode in last night, we've had 4 gun battles. 40 miles of riding in the moonlight. Sold 32,000 acres of land and planned a new stretch of railroad. Sure takes a lot to excite one of them Texans, don't it?
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. But we'll be back again on Friday.
And this one's a little different. It's about Wild Bill and Jingles actually helping folks escape from jail. You be sure and join us and find out what happens. It's called The Trap at Pistol Springs.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a big package of the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg Sugar Pops.
In the bright yellow packages with the pictures of Guy and me right on the front. Eat them out of the bowl for breakfast, or right out of the box as a snack. Either way, you don't need sugar.
Andy and I think sugar pops are great, huh, Andy?
You bet we do.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Gail Bonney, Jack Crucian, Joe Forte, Ken Peters, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Rice Krispies presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Trap at Pistol Springs.